It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One, two, three, into the four.
About as hip, white as you can
hop,
sound.
The hip to the hop to the hip, hip, hop.
Diving right back into it on a Monday here on 96.5 The Fan. Bob, Mac, Dusty all with you all week long. Don't forget today, Vern's pregame show starts at, or on deck show starts at noon.
Woo. So, 1 o'clock first pitch, right?
I love it for a Monday. Heck now, yes. It sucks for Monday night.
Wait a second. Is the game at 1 o'clock our time or 1 o'clock their time?
Our time.
1 o'clock our time. Okay.
Yeah. Milwaukee's still Midwest, right?
Like oh, yeah. Why did I think we were going to Cleveland? My gosh. I'm sorry on that
one. We can talk about Cleveland some more if you'd like.
No.
Okay.
Move them on.
Okay.
They're the only team that's winning in this division right now, right? Yeah. So move them out the door.
Thank you, St. Louis Cardinals this weekend.
Yeah. How about the Cardinals? My good. I told you that Minnesota Twins thing was going to be interesting to watch with their manager, right? You go to St. Louis and get swept by a team that had no fans in the stands on Saturday. Did you see that? They've already given up on the Cardinals in St. Louis. There was nobody at the game. Best fans in baseball.
A little bit of protest-ish, right? But hey, look, doing the Lord's work in St. Louis, sweeping the Minnesota Twins helps.
Yeah, it's
White
huge.
Sox lose 2 out of 3. Nobody cares.
Right.
Cleveland obviously won 2 out of 3, and the Tigers are swept by the best team that we've ever seen walk the face of the earth. The Dodgers are never going to lose, man.
Do you when think they can go 162-0 this year?
No. But like, when they're down and out, like this is why it's annoying watching the Dodgers. Like, it wasn't Shohei Ohtani. It was just Mookie Betts. Like, guy loses, like, 50 pounds due to a food illness.
That story is the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen.
Comes back, ties the game up or whatever, hits a whatever home run, and then hits the walk-off home run.
I mean, that guy could barely walk for 3 weeks because he was pooping.
And then he's walking off.
And then he's, yeah, I mean, the Dodgers, yeah, you're right. They're not going to lose. Pittsburgh. Detroit's supposed to be the best team. Go in. Everybody's excited about the Tigers. They went out and got swept by the Dodgers. I don't think you can judge anybody what they do against the Yankees and against the Dodgers at this point in time, right? Because yeah. I don't think the Brewers are a bad team. They got their ass handed to them by the Torpedo Bats.
I will also say that if I was the Dodgers, like, I know it sucks for like the opening day, like weak feel, but at least you get to go play in LA to start the year and just get it out of the way.
Get out of the way. Like, that is true.
Like,
yeah.
Because you know their fan base is like, hey, let's just go get one. You know, let's just go. We'll
do 100%.
Because we'll go with the Royals schedule here a little bit later on, all the way to April, like, 20th. Massive. But, like, I feel like they were just like, just go get one. Don't get embarrassed.
Right.
Right? Which I don't think they got embarrassed.
You lost to the Dodgers. Yeah. So what?
Yeah, at least you didn't lose like the Yankees beat Milwaukee.
Oh my God.
Torpedoes.
Nine home runs in one freaking game.
Yeah, one guy had three of them.
Yeah, one guy has four already on the season.
One was a grand slam. And one hit the top of the wall.
Yeah.
So, I mean, anyways, though, Mac, you said you had some overreactions that you screenshotted and saved. Let's hear what those are.
Oh, yeah. This is from Tony.
Okay, Tony. Hey, Tony.
Tony.
Oh, look, another year of losing the opening series. Just once could this team get off to a hot start.
It doesn't matter how you start. It matters how you finish. They lost the opening season last year, if I'm not mistaken, and they went to the postseason. So it has no impact, no bearing whatsoever on what the end of the season can be.
Ryan's got something to say.
Righto.
So the Royals just take it. I don't like not showing any fight back for our player.
What would you like to have seen happen? Would you like to have seen a bench-clearing brawl?
So I can explain why they didn't have a lot of reactions. Number one, Vinny Pasquantino said it. The guy got hit in the effing face.
I think everybody was
stunned. So everyone's
stunned.
Like shocked. Yeah. I still, and we'll have Q on Wednesday, and we'll talk to Vern today. But I still, like, you watch what happens. Like, India crouches down, then gets up and clearly yells out, like, the F word at the top of his lungs.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, Q's, like, right there. Like, he's like, come on, come on. Because, like, A, you don't know if he's concussed. B, you don't know if he knows where he's even at.
That was my biggest concern. Does that guy know where he is right now?
I'm sure it went black for, like, 10 seconds.
Hell, yeah.
Like, that loud ringing, obviously. Ugh. I've only been hit in the head once, and it was in Little League, so it doesn't matter. And I started walking to third base, not first base. Here comes my mom. Get him out. I was like, I don't know where. Oh, it was seeing like those weird little like black spots.
Yeah, seeing stars.
That?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so.
But they used to just give you a smelling salt and put your ass back into the game back in the day.
Give you a cig. But yeah, so I think that's why it didn't happen. Now, if he'd have buzzed him twice and like the second one would have gone behind his head, then I think maybe you'd see some top rail barkers come up and be like, you know, like,
yeah, like
all
we saw in 14 and 15 with Herrera and stuff like that.
But the fact that it clicked him in the ear hole and it was a serious situation, that's why nobody's going out there, because nobody wants to like bum rush India while he's on his way back. Nobody wants anybody to like, because who knows what India's going to do? Like, yeah, I got hit. I'm going out there. It's like, you can't do it in that situation. But we'll see what happens when they play him next time.
Well, that's the thing. We've got 10 more games against these guys. We'll see. The other thing that a bit of an overreaction, but if Cleveland's already putting the book out on the Royals that they're too close to the plate, that's going to be something that other teams can use. The Royals now have to adjust to that, back off the plate a little bit so not everybody's throwing inside, because if this is the book that's on the Royals, other teams are going to follow suit.
Yeah, it's a series one.
Yeah.
A lot of this that could happen in the future. Can't really say this guy's username, so we'll just, this is this guy. Brewers are going to destroy us. We're a 100-loss team.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Brewers are, I mean, the team that lost 20-9 to the Yankees and gave up 9 home runs in one game. And then they lost, 12-3 yesterday or something like that to the Yankees and gave up more home runs in that game. That's the team that you're worried about?
Well, Matt says, this outfield is pathetic and gives me erectile dysfunction.
Well, you need to go see the people at Heartland Men's Health.
That's exactly right.
You know, they can help you with your ED and your low T. And then, you know, if the testosterone in the office doesn't work, then it's free.
They'll go for it, man.
Yeah. They help when the pills and the herbals fail.
That's right.
I will say, we can have that conversation about the outfield because that is the eyesore of this team.
Oh, it is. We'll have that conversation. Yeah, everybody knows it. But what's the answer at this moment in time? There isn't one. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he knows.
Has he played a game yet? They start tomorrow.
April 4th, I think, is their first game.
Oh, is it really April 4th?
I was looking at the schedule. I believe it's April 4th.
So that's this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they start this week.
And we'll update you on all the games.
Yeah, of course. We'll figure out what's going on, right?
I'll keep his stats on that board like I kept the Chiefs schedule.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
What if it's like 3 of 13? Are we still putting that up there?
Yeah, because I mean, that's what Bobby Witt's stats are.
I know.
He still finishes in the top of the MVP category.
Yeah, Bobby, really rough start to the season. A lot of strikeouts for Bobby Witt, too. He doesn't have to do so much. You got some other guys in that lineup. It's okay. You know, take a deep breath.
Four.
Right?
Yeah.
Four other people in that lineup?
No, I mean, four strikeouts.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. It's like overreacting to Mahomes having like three picks in the first 3 weeks.
Of course.
Because he didn't throw one for like 8 straight weeks out of the Buffalo game.
Right.
Yep.
Wow, he's actually doing pretty well. Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Small sample size. Bobby Witt Jr.
5 strikeouts.
Yeah, he had 3 on opening day?
Yeah, 5 strikeouts, 1 walk for Bob.
And 2 ribs.
2 RBI.
Stolen base, caught stealing once. I don't look at stats, I promise.
1 run, 3 hits, 4 total bases, 1 double. 2 RBIs, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts, 1 stolen base, 1 caught stealing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what Royal has had a great start to the season?
This year, you mean?
This year, Vinny.
Vinny, obviously. Vinny's been great. Yeah. Vinny's been outstanding.
He's one of the hot smoking sluggers in the MLB.
In the MLB, yeah, total.
Good. Let's keep it going.
Should be.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Oh, no, we've got some more if we'd like. Yeah, you want to keep going? Okay. Okay, here we go. All the hype for this, yikes. That's from Mike.
Yep. Yep. Well, you know what's funny is the wedding... The reception doesn't really get started until about an hour in.
Yeah.
Once everybody's in, the wedding party gets introduced and food starts getting auctioned off.
First series out of the way, man. Like now, today there'll be some opening day stuff up in Milwaukee. There'll be a Bob Uecker celebration up there in Milwaukee today. But let's play baseball.
And Bob, you sent this one. This is from Wick.
Bless you.
This is what happens when you have an owner who refuses to spend money to upgrade the outfield and a GM unwilling to release players who are owed money like Stratton and Renfro. 90 loss season incoming.
Yeah, see that's an ignorant tweet. Like that's not even an opinion.
It's not reality.
That's just ignorance. That's not understanding. That's not knowing what this team is doing. That's not paying attention and thinking you have all the answers. Hey, it's 2025. Hey, woke up and I got all the answers. I don't know what's going on, but I got all the answers and you don't. That guy right there is a clueless Royals fan, and I'll call him out because they tried to spend money this offseason. They tried to make trades for the outfield this offseason. It didn't work out. And don't say that John Sherman doesn't spend money when the gentleman dropped $375 million for Bobby Witt, dropped money for Cole Reagans this offseason, dropped money for Michael Wacha this offseason, paid for Seth Lugo. Like, let's not start about John Sherman not wanting to spend money. You just woke up in a coma and think Glass still owns the team, pal. What the hell was that? There's one thing to have opinions. There's one thing to be ignorant. And when you're ignorant, I'm going to call you out on it. Let's not blame John Sherman and J.J. Piccolo for this. They went out there. They tried their asses off.
Yeah, it's been three games. They went 1-2. Cleveland, 2-3. Detroit swept. Minnesota swept. Look, things are a lot more salty in Minnesota today than they are in Kansas City. I can promise you that.
I'm going to tell you what, man. I'm not going to be surprised when that Minnesota manager gets fired before the 1st of April or for the 1st of May.
Rocco Baldelli?
Yep. Is that who it is now?
Is that?
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah. Rocco.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with the last one? The other two, laugh them to death, Jafar. That's a Boondock Saints reference.
Okay, gotcha.
We'll get there.
We'll get there.
We'll get into Max Movie of the Month coming up in, next month? We're going to start in April?
I guess tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So we'll break that out for you as well. Roughest weekend for the Royals for you guys. Renfro, Sam Long, or Zerpa?
I mean, I didn't expect much out of Sam Long, so I take him out of the category. The Renfro stuff is hard to get by. I'm still watching the Thursday display. And then he had another throw at yesterday, too, which was really
Carlos
bad.
Santana on a short fly ball to right was able to score standing.
Terrible. That was like, me running in from third.
I mean,
yeah,
that was bad. That's the one right there where you have to look at it and you go, all right.
That one made me concerned.
Not only that, but the third base coach is going, hey, if this ball goes to right, you're tagging and going, which means they already know ahead of time everybody is going.
Yeah, everybody's going to run on him. He's going to become a liability really fast out there because other teams now are looking at that going, just hit it to right field.
Of course. Yeah.
It's like Little League all over again, as Dusty said on Friday. It's like Little League all over again in right field.
Hit it to the geek.
Yeah. Hit it to the kid whose mother's making a play that just peed his pants.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
My lord.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.